Okay, so today we are going to be speaking very quickly, and you guys are going to be helping me. The second commandment of dating is you shalt use your brain. You shalt use your brain. Okay, so I want to speak a little bit this evening quickly about love, right? Love is a beautiful thing. Before I go any further this evening, let me ask this question. Who of you believe that you have ever been in love? Okay, hands are going up. Hands are going up very nicely. Hands are going up. Okay, perfect, perfect, perfect. Okay, so hands are going up. So here's the deal. I'm going to speak to you guys a little bit about love this evening, and I'm going to speak to you about the fact that there are two different kinds of love, okay? The first love that there is, that we experience, and this is the kind of love that we see in the movies, this is the kind of love that we dream about, this is the kind of love that we've probably experienced in our lives, but the first kind of love that I want to speak about is a love that is completely about feelings. It's about feeling butterflies. It's about feeling happy. It's about feeling all kinds of different things. It's about romance and poems and flowers and kittens and balloons and all these beautiful things, right? Oh my gosh, I remember a couple times in high school, I was in love. Can't remember what the girl's name is. Didn't speak to her very much. But I remember that day. It was a beautiful day. And I'll never forget, as she came out of math class, time stood still. Colors were brighter. Her hair just hit the sunlight perfectly in that moment. And I knew that my life would never be the same again. You know what I mean? And then we never spoke to each other ever again, and that was the end of that. So there's that love, and then there's a second kind of a love. And that is what I like to call real love. And listen to this. So here it is. Real love is a decision to seek the good of another, whatever it might cost me. Real love is a decision to seek the best for another person, no matter what it might cost me. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say to you this evening that you have been told a bit of a lie, and I'll tell you what it is. The lie we have been told is that love is a feeling. Love is about butterflies. Love is about romance. Love is about all those things. And yes, there is an aspect of love that has that as well. But I want to say this to you this evening. Love not only is not a feeling, but love, I want to say to you this evening, is the ability to, why am I getting so many calls tonight? This is from Newport Richley. Where is that? I don't even know where that is. Okay, so I don't like Newport Richley. Okay, so love is the ability, listen to this. Love, not only is love not a feeling, but real love, and the married people in the room all know exactly what I'm talking about right now. Real love is the ability at times to deny your feelings. Okay. So check this out. Who can tell me quickly in this room? We watched a couple of scenes from romantic love movies. Who can tell me what the greatest act of love in the world was? Greatest act. I mean, we saw Leonardo DiCaprio there in Titanic. That was a good move. Yes. No, just say it to me. Yes. Okay, sacrifice, yes. Alrighty, finally, somebody gave the answer. I thought it was fairly simple. The greatest act of love the world has ever seen is when Jesus died on the cross for you and for me. The Bible tells us that that is true love. That is the greatest love the world has ever seen. I want you guys quickly in your groups, I want you to quickly go read a piece of scripture for me. And as you read this, this is just before Jesus goes to the cross. There's something very interesting about this piece of scripture, and I want you to read it, and I want you to think quickly about what you're reading, and just quickly in your group, ask yourself, what is significant about this piece of scripture? Go read quickly for me Luke 22, verses 42 to 44. Somebody in this little group here can just find a Bible. He's got one over there. Perfect. Luke 22, verses 42 to 44. And this is Jesus just before the crucifixion. And just pick one person in the group to quickly read it out loud. And I'm going to give you 2 minutes to, in your groups, quickly talk about what is interesting about this piece of scripture. Okay, guys, I'm going to give you another scripture to read in just a minute here. So who of you agree with me? Just hang on 1 second. Just listen to me, and I'm going to give you another piece of scripture. So what I find so unbelievable about this piece of scripture is we are about to see in this story the greatest act of love the world has ever seen. And then you hear Jesus praying, and you actually see Jesus sweating blood. He is so stressed out about what's about to happen. Let me ask you this quickly. Who of you, when reading that passage of scripture, pick up out of the story that Jesus was feeling incredibly happy at this point, and he was super excited. He was super duper excited about what was going to happen. Did anybody get that from reading this? Okay, so here's the deal. This is exactly my point. Just before the greatest act of love the world has ever seen takes place, nothing in Jesus is feeling it. Nothing in Jesus is feeling happy or yay or butterflies. It is in this moment before we see real love, true love, Christ actually denies his own feelings. And he says, Lord, it's not about me. It's not about my will, but it's about your will and it's about what you want. So true love, ladies and gentlemen, is way, way more than just a feeling. True love, most of the time, is the ability to deny your feelings. Now, I'm going to ask you to quickly in your groups, I'm going to ask you to quickly read a piece of scripture that you've probably read and you've probably heard, but it is such a beautiful piece of scripture. It's in 1 Corinthians 13. Go there for me quickly, 1 Corinthians 13. And the question is, what is love? What does true love look like? Now, the first thing I told you this evening is that true love is a decision. True love is the ability to deny our feelings. 1 Corinthians 13 verses 4, I think it starts, actually gives us a definition of what love is. Quickly in your groups, read through 1 Corinthians 13. And while you read it, I want you to think about this. As the Bible describes love, I want you to ask yourself the question, is anything that it's saying here feelings, or are they all actions and characteristics? Okay, read. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Okay, guys, so we got to move on here quickly. So that is a beautiful explanation of what love is, like you saw there. So quickly moving on, we don't have a lot of time. We got 10 minutes, so we're going to go through this quickly. Speaking about relationships, speaking specifically about the rules of relationships, the rules of dating, I'm going to give you very quickly 5 when it comes to real love, true love, thou shalt use your brain. I'm going to give you 5 rules quickly this evening, and we are going to go through it very quickly, and then we're going to be done. First one, and this is things that you've got to keep in consideration when it comes specifically to dating and relationships. Some of you are way too young to date. I believe to a large extent that's all of you. But okay, so we are talking about relationships because we need to. First rule is balance the head and the heart. Balance the head and the heart. Number one, when it comes to potential relationships and dating, number one rule is balance the head and the heart. Like we just said, real love is not just a feeling. Real love is not just about romance and poems and chocolates. Real love has to do with decisions. Real love has to do with practical things. So the first thing I want to say to you when it comes to the 5 little rules I want to give you this evening is balance the head and the heart. Don't do stupid things solely and strictly because of a feeling or because of a moment. You might share a special moment with a person, but that is not enough for you to throw your whole life down the tubes and make a whole different turn in direction because of a feeling or because of a moment. You've got to be practical sometimes, and you've got to allow the head to balance out the heart. I will tell you, I get very, very nervous when people tell me that they're in love and they tell me they just can't help themselves. They are out of control. They are no longer in control of their actions or their decisions because love is so strong it has just swept them off their feet. I want to tell you something. It's not always the wisest place to be in. You've got to allow the head to balance out the heart. Number two, very important for your, for every young person sitting in this place. Number two, when it comes to using your brain in relationships, refrain from physical intimacy. Amen. And everybody's very excited. Refrain from physical intimacy. I put down here, nothing switches off a guy's brain quicker than physical intimacy. Okay? Here's a little scripture for you guys. Listen to this. 1 Corinthians 6 verses 18. And I'm not really going to delve into this tonight. I'm just going to quickly read it. Listen to what it says here. This is what the Bible says about sexual sin. Listen to this. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. The Bible actually says that sexual sin is different from other sins because other sins are outside sins, but sexual sins are sins that actually damage your soul and your heart. And it's things that you can't just necessarily walk away from. So I want to say to you that number two on our list, refrain from physical intimacy. Young ladies, I want to say this to you. The next time he tells you, oh baby, I'm in love, oh baby, then remember this line. Okay, listen to this. Lust cannot wait to take. Love waits to give. Boom. Mic drop. I'm out. Now, number three quickly, when it comes to balancing the heart and the head, and we are almost finished here. Analyze your past relationships or analyze your past decisions. Here's the question I have for you this evening. If you ask me, are you ready for a dating relationship? We spoke about this last time. Then my question to you is, you need to analyze the decisions that you're making on a daily basis. And you need to ask yourself the question, are you 100% secure in who you are? Are you 100% anchored in your faith? And it's very easy. It's very easy to actually determine where you're at. The easy to look at your decisions. Easy to ask yourself the question, in my day-to-day life, when I think about the decisions I am making, am I making those decisions out of a place where I'm trying to please others? Am I making those decisions out of a place where I am feeling insecure, where I'm feeling like maybe I've got to do something to prove myself? Or am I living my life out of a space where I know who I am, I know who God is, and I know where I'm going? Very important to constantly be analyzing those decisions because that'll give you a good indication of where you're at in terms of relationships. Okay, this is getting sticky here. Number four, quickly. It is important, if you are going to use your brain, it is important to include others in the process. Listen to me carefully tonight, and I know this is going to sound unpopular. I know you're not going to like this. When it comes to relationships, listen to your parents. Come on, I need an amen here. Okay, and maybe later on in life, it's important to listen to your friends, but listen to me. When it comes to romantic dating relationships, I'm not just saying this to score points. Listen to me carefully tonight. There is something special that God does in a mom and a dad. And there's something special God places in our parents to protect us. And it's not just to protect us when we're young, but it's to protect us as we grow up as well. I can honestly say to you that I was in a dating relationship once. And I got very close to actually marrying this girl. And the funny thing is that my mom and dad never liked her. At no point ever did they like her. At no point ever did they feel a peace about it. But the more they felt the relationship wasn't right, the more I was like, I'm going to show you. I'm going to be, oh, this is going to work. And I got seriously hurt in that relationship. And it almost turned out very badly for me. So I want to say to you, when it comes to balancing the head and the heart, make sure that you don't isolate yourself. Make sure that you don't keep secrets. Make sure that you're open specifically to your mom and dad about how you feel and about what you're doing, because God has put them there to help you and to keep you safe. Last but not least, never neglect the opportunity to evaluate along the way. I've put down a couple of questions here. And these are questions that are probably more for people that are already dating. So maybe this is a little bit over your head this evening, but you know, one day this could be helpful. But listen to some of these questions. And these are the kind of questions that are important when it comes to healthy relationships that you need to ask yourself. Number one, do I enjoy this person as a friend? Number two, is there mutual giving and sharing in this relationship? Number three, is there any aspect of her or his personality that I cannot tolerate at all? Number four, could I enjoy spending time with this person if we abstained from any kind of physical contact whatsoever forever? Ooh. Next one, listen to this. Do I feel encouraged, affirmed, and challenged by this person? Next one. In what ways do we benefit each other? Next one. In what ways do we hurt each other? Next one. Does he or she have a bad temper? And then last but not least, does this relationship bring me closer or further away from my relationship with God and the people that I love most dearly in my life? Amen. Okay, so these are very practical things that we're going through, and next week what we will do is we will take some proper time and we'll start to look and analyze through some of the stuff we've spoken through over the last couple of weeks. But these are important things that we are discussing here. Okay, I'm going to pray for us this evening. Thank you very much for coming again this evening. We will be back here next week, same time, same place. Two things quickly before I let you go this evening. If you are not getting my text messages, and if your parents do not get my emails, please come and chat to me. I want to get their email address, and I want to also get your cell phone number. And then last but not least, again, guys, camp is going to be amazing. I am going to be like a broken record player. Okay. I'm going to keep on repeating this until there is no more time to repeat it. So if you could not bring your money this evening, listen to me. Please listen to me. If you could not bring your money this evening, then that's fine. You can get it to me later. If for whatever reason, finances is a problem, okay, and I don't know what's happened, like a robber came in the night and stole your money, the house burnt down, the cat left, the dog left, the car broke, I want you on this camp. I do not want finances to be the reason you're not coming. So come and speak to me. We've got lots of sponsorship money available if we need to do it. And if I need to sell some of my hair in... I sell some of my golden locks on the black market. I can get very good money for it in Asia. Okay, so let's pray quickly. Let's pray. Father, we just want to thank you for this beautiful evening. I want to thank you for this incredible group of young people. Lord, I thank you that as we take this month to really look at relationships, you can start to help us, Lord, lay foundations so that we can be in healthy, godly relationships, Lord, so that one day we can fulfill the call that you've placed on our lives. Father, I thank you so much for all of these young people. I thank you, Lord, this week that as they go, they are the light in the darkness, Lord. I just love what you are busy doing in the lives of these young people, Father. We love you so much this evening. In your name we pray. Amen and amen. Alrighty, guys. See you next week. Have a good week.